If you want to discover what's really happening in Michigan today, one of the best ways to do so is to turn to an innovative new magazine that's a little different than the ones we grew up with. Dome Magazine is colorful, snappy, well-written, and absolutely free of charge to anyone who wants to read it. Its name comes from the dome over the Capitol in Lansing, and its masthead says it covers the people, issues, and events shaping Michigan politics and policy. It does that supremely well. The only drawback is that you can't easily curl up on the back porch with it. That's because it exists only in cyberspace. That is, unless you want to print something out. Well, I've just looked at the latest issue and printed out a piece we would all do well to read. The cover story this month is called Bridge to China, Stop Whining, Michigan, and Start Building. It's by Tom Watkins, a man who was once Michigan's top educator, but who has reinvented himself as our state's ranking China expert. Watkins, who was state superintendent of public instruction, was forced out by Jennifer Granholm 4 years ago, in large part for daring to have independent ideas on topics like reforming school benefits. Since then, he's devoted himself to his other great passion, China. He's been trying to get us to take our heads out of the sand and recognize that this is the economy of the future. We haven't been very good at visualizing the future in this state, much less capitalizing on it. For years, our culture has been dominated by top executives, union officials, and elected politicians who've acted as if 1957 was going to come back any day. However, the economy of the past has largely vanished in the last few years. Our state has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, and China is a new booming economic superpower. You might then logically assume that Michigan would be ready for a new attitude toward China. However, you'd be sadly wrong, as Watkins points out in this very timely article. He urges the governor to, quote, brainstorm with all the various experts and pull together an action plan that can position Michigan to take full advantage of the continuing rise of China. Watkins, who seems to be in China every other week lately, thinks there's great potential for Michigan in increased cultural, agricultural, tourism, and educational ties to China. But sadly, he notes, there's no plan to do so. Our go-anywhere, do-anything governor hasn't made a single trade mission to China. And she and other top political figures continue to spew inflammatory rhetoric, demonizing those who would ship our jobs off to China in order to win elections. That may be politically effective, but is economically disastrous. Globalization is no longer a theory, it's a reality, and our state needs to get into the game as fast as possible. Watkins, who's been acting as our unofficial and unpaid trade representative to China, quotes the old proverb that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It's high time, he notes, that Michigan broke into a run.